好，咁我哋跟住就落去议程项目嘅第三项啦，就係、考虑呢个牛头角同埋九龙湾分区计划大纲草图嘅申述嘅，咁睇下有冇咩利益申报。
是有的，唔該主席。咁我有啲利益申報要報告嘅。咁呢一個分區嘅大綱圖嘅修訂項目咧，係有關於喺牛頭角嘅兩個地盤啦。咁一個喺彩興道，一個喺彩霞道啦。咁其中呢兩個地盤咧，就係、是、先前土木工程拓展處就做咗一個嘅技術研究啦。咁另外佢哋嘅顧問咧就係、是、Atkins 嘅。咁因此以下委員咧就係、是、申報咗利益嘅。咁首先就係阿 Vincent 啦。咁佢同佢太太喺九龍灣有一個物業啦，咁另外佢公司喺九龍灣亦都有一個物業嘅，咁另外阿 Stanley 咧，佢係聖若瑟英文中學，即係有關地盤嘅附近嘅地方啦，咁有一間聖若瑟英文中學嘅，咁佢係校友啦，咁同埋現正參與呢個學校嘅事務嘅。咁另外啊 ，Daniel 鐘咧，佢係前拓展處嘅處長啦。咁我哋知悉啊 ，Vincent 今日未能出席今日會議啦。咁另外啊 ，Daniel 鐘如果冇參與有關嘅研究嘅話咧，咁都可以繼續留喺度討論今日呢個事項嘅。咁我哋都認為阿 Sandy 嘅利益係比較間接嘅，咁所以都可以繼續留喺會議度討論今日嘅事項嘅。唔該。
好，歡迎規劃處嘅代表同埋政府嘅團隊啦，咁同埋申述人啦，咁我花少少時間講講嗰個流程。秘書處咧喺之前咧已經咧就發信通知所有嘅申述人啦出席今日個聆聽會嘅。咁除咗已經登記咗會出席嘅申述人之外啦，咁其他嘅申述人咧都話咧佢係唔會出席啦，或者係冇回覆嘅。咁因為我哋已經即係俾咗合理通知俾大家啦，咁所以我哋就會喺佢哋缺席嘅情況之下咧，繼續今日嘅聆聽會嘅。咁一陣咧嗰個安排會係咁樣嘅。咁首先咧就邀請咧規劃處嘅代表啦，就住申述嘅內容咧作一個簡介啦。咁然後我就會邀請申述人啦去作個口頭陳述。咁申述人咧，每一位申述人咧都有十分鐘嘅發言時間嘅。咁我哋都有個提示，有個計時器，咁咧就提示大家臨滿十分鐘啦，同埋去到八分鐘嗰時咧，我哋都會提示大家嗰、那個即係時間嘅咁樣。咁喺完成嗰個口頭陳述啦，咁我哋就會有個答問嘅環節。咁咧就委員可以向政府嘅團隊啦，或者申述人去提出問題嘅。咁完成咗呢個答問嘅環節之後咧，咁我就會邀請咧申述人同埋政府代表咧離開嗰個會議嘅場地啦。咁城規會嘅委員咧就會進行一個內部嘅討論。咁我哋都會喺適當嘅時候咧，就通知大家咧，就係城規會個決定嘅。咁而家我將嘅時間交俾規劃處嘅代表。
係，早晨，主席同各位委員。咁就今日我哋審議嘅事項咧，就係關於牛頭角同九龍灣分區計劃大綱圖個四個修訂嘅。咁其實呢四個修訂咧，喺今年2月28日咧就已經呈交咗俾都會規劃小組委員會審議噶啦。咁委員會同意規劃處可以將呢個大綱圖連同呢四個修訂項目咧展示公眾兩個月嘅。咁就即係由今年嘅3月21日至到5月21日，咁我哋就收到四個有效嘅申述嘅。咁所以喺傾嗰個申述之前咧，我哋想簡介下呢四個修訂項目嘅背景同埋有啲細節嘅。政府咧就一直咧都係喺每區咧做一個土地用途檢討啦，咁就希望可以揾到一啲即係更多嘅政府空置土地作為住宅用途嘅。咁其實我哋係喺2月尾嗰陣時交嗰個俾城規會考慮嗰個修訂項目咧，有關項目咧就項目 A1 咧就喺牛頭角彩興路嘅，項目 B1 咧就係喺牛頭角嘅彩霞道嘅，兩幅都係劃為係 GIC 嘅土地嚟嘅。咁我哋考慮到咧，佢哋係應該係有潛力作為一個私營房屋嘅用途嘅土地嘅。咁想講項目 CA1 嗰個彩興路嗰個土地咧，就面積大概0.38公頃。咁就佢係劃 GIC 嘅背後原因咧，就係因為佢係本來係劃為興建一個變電站啦，同埋一個社福大樓嘅。但我就問翻中電同埋社會福利處咧，暫時佢哋都係冇一個具體計劃去興建呢兩樣設施嘅。咁所以我哋就係考慮翻係作為一個住宅用途。呢塊彩興路嘅土地咧，現時咧一半就係空置嘅，另一半係一個臨時嘅停車場嚟嘅。 另外就喺有一幅地係彩霞道，即係項目 B1 咧，就個面積大概係 0.31 公頃啦。咁就佢之前咧係一間中學嚟嘅，咁就中學就搬走咗噶啦。咁就有一段時間就作為海關嘅訓練同埋青年發展中心，但係呢個用途亦都係終止咗噶啦。而家就係一間空置嘅校舍嘅啫。咁所以我哋係就呢兩個項目進行可行性嘅研究咧，就確立咗佢哋可以作私人房屋發展啦，同埋提供零售或者係社會福利設施嘅。咁係我哋再講翻咧，修訂項目 A 一彩興路呢塊土地咧，其實周邊主要都係學校同埋住宅發展啦。咁北面過咗行人天橋咧，就係彩雲一同彩雲二村噶啦。咁就西南邊咧，就係過渡性房屋同埋簡約公屋啦。咁南面同西面分別都係明愛嘅樂恩學校同埋聖約瑟英文中學嚟嘅。咁東面係一個綠化地帶嘅斜坡嚟嘅。咁修訂項目 B1 彩霞路嘅土地咧，周邊本身咧都係一啲高密度嘅住宅嚟嘅。咁北面咧就係房協長自己安居樂嘅房屋苑彩怡居啦。咁東北面橫過彩霞道咧，就係公屋彩霞村嚟嘅。咁西面同南面都係淘大花園嚟噶啦。咁所以嗰個我哋個修訂項目 item A 一嗰個彩興路嘅發展咧，咁我哋就喺個二月底嗰陣時交俾都會規劃小組咧，就係希望係將佢由 GIC 就轉咗做住宅甲類四。咁就另外就係喺item A 一咧，喺東喺西北邊同埋東南邊兩個角咧，咁就由 GIC 就轉咗為道路，以反映個現況嘅。咁另外喺彩霞路咧，嗰、那個修訂咧就係 B 一咧，就由 GIC 亦都係轉做住宅甲類四嘅。咁另外咧就係喺呢個 item B 二北邊咧有條小樓梯咧，我哋都係轉佢由 GIC 轉做 GIC 三，就同翻鄰近嘅彩怡居嗰個松寧係一樣嘅。咁就住彩興路用地嗰個發展參數嘅簡介咧，咁就我哋係改劃咗做住宅用途之後咧，咁嗰個住用嗰個地積比率咧就係 7.5 啦，非住用就係 1.5。咁、那個樓宇高度咧就係主水平基準上嘅175米，咁、那個層數咧就概括為係住宅用途就有26層啦，咁就興建喺四層平台之上嘅。另外而家個地庫嘅停車場，咁亦都會有零售設施啦，同埋有關於係對智障人士提供一啲社會福利設施，咁亦都有停車場同上落客貨設施嘅。咁另外彩霞道嘅用地咧，咁就亦都係啦，住用嗰、那個地積比率就 7.5， 非住用就 1.5。咁、那個高度嘅就係主水平基準上面140米啦。咁就住用嗰個層數就大約係30層。咁喺四層平台之上，咁亦有地庫室兩層嘅停車場嘅。單位數目就係420個度啦。咁亦都會包括零售設施同埋停車場嗰啲設施嘅。咁另外順應翻我哋最update 嗰個大綱圖嗰個注釋總表咧，咁喺呢張大綱圖OU Business 咧有四樣嘅用途咧，包括係一個教育機構啦、娛樂場所啦、宗教機構同埋訓練中心咧，會係喺Come to Use 即係准許申請就搬咗去同一個松寧嘅Column One Use， 但只係限制於喺個大廈嘅低層嗰度先可以係唔需要申請而進行個進發展嘅。咁就我哋係喺呢兩個月公眾展示嗰陣時咧，就收到四個申述嘅。咁就申述第一位咧就支持修訂項目 A 一同 A 二嘅，第二位就支持分區計劃大綱圖所有嘅修訂項目，第三位咧就係反對項目 A 一同 B 一嘅。並且對於嗰個注釋咧，就亦都有提出嘅意見嘅。咁第四位就冇表達到任何嘅意見嘅。咁表示支持申述嘅咧，就有第一位同第二位申述人啦。咁第一位就主要係支持 A 一有作房屋供住宅房屋嘅供應啦。咁就另外佢都提到咧，係喺 A 二嗰個彩興路嗰個改劃咧，就對於嗰個鄰近嘅交通同埋運輸容量係必須嘅。咁第二位申述人都係支持所有修訂項目嘅。咁第三位申述人咧，亦都係對於嗰、那個兩幅地咧係有意見嘅。咁係針對首先係對於係 item A 一彩興路嗰個發展咧，佢就認為咧嗰、那個 認為嗰個高發展密度咧，就會造成個屏風效應啦，亦都對鄰近嘅綠化地帶造成影響嘅。咁第二方面就係話，彩興路呢個擬議發展嘅體積同高度咧，都對周邊嘅環境並不協調嘅，唔可以接受嘅。咁規劃署嘅回應咧，就係話係其實彩興路個擬議發展咧，並唔會對於東面嘅綠化地帶造成嘅負面影響嘅。咁而東面呢個綠化地帶主要係人工削坡嚟嘅。咁我哋擬議發展咧，亦都唔會入侵呢個綠化地帶嘅。咁至於話與周邊嘅建築物相協調咧，咁其實呢幅圖咧，我哋就係用翻個紫色嘅芯片展示翻彩興路呢個發展同埋佢鄰近嘅住宅發展嘅高度嘅比較嘅。咁這個紫色越深色咧，就表示個住宅發展係越高啦。咁喺彩興路發展係佢嘅南邊遠少少咧，其實彩福村咧個高度都超過160平方米嘅喺個水平基準上。咁另外亦都係有部分嘅彩福村嘅樓宇係有188米咁高嘅主水平基準上。咁另外喺個彩興路發展咧東面咧嗰、那個紀律人士宿舍咧，亦都係個高度就係大概主水平基準上超過200米嘅。咁其實佢因為位於嗰、那個分區架地方圖嘅 GIC 群嘅邊緣位置啦，咁營墩亦都有好多比佢高或者比佢相若嘅住宅發展嘅。咁我哋規劃署，我覺得就同翻嗰個其他嘅地區嗰個高度限制同周邊建築物咧都係相協調嘅。咁另外我哋咧都做過一個初步景觀同視覺評估嘅評估啦。咁就發覺咧，就其實我哋喺呢、這個彩興道個擬議發展鄰近嘅地區，譬如話係呢個牛池灣公園啊，同埋經過去彩雲村嘅天橋望翻呢個擬議發展咧，嗰、那個發展高度咧，亦都係同翻周邊嘅發展咧就相融合嘅，亦都融合翻去周邊嘅環境嘅。咁對於彩興道第二個主要意見咧，就係關於個社福設施嘅供應啦。咁其實就申述人咧就係覺得係雖然係用於一地多用嘅發展概念啊，但係應該將彩興道個地方咧就發為一個智障人士嘅安居中心，咁俾一個更舒適嘅服務俾佢哋嘅。咁就亦都覺申述人亦都覺得將嚴重智障人士宿舍納個擬議發展咧，就會係有好多嘅實際挑戰要解決嘅。咁亦都係現時方案都唔可以俾一啲足夠或者具質素嘅服務俾相關人士嘅。咁第三項咧就係話政府應該檢討呢個香港規劃標準與準則，咁特別係呢、這個精神嗰、那個精呢、這個精神健康綜合服務中心咧喺呢個區亦都係不足嘅。咁我哋關於社福設施嘅回應咧，就係話其實喺擬議嘅住宅發展低層發展社福設施咧，就好常見嘅。咁喺實際用途或者係日常運作方面咧，都係雙方都能夠兼容嘅。咁另外政府亦都會留翻2850個平方米咧，作為50個名額嘅嚴重智障人士宿舍啦，同埋展能中心啦，同埋30個名額嘅智障人士輔助宿舍嘅。咁喺呢塊地轉做改劃做住宅用途之後咧，咁馬鞍呢塊地嘅發展商咧，需要為呢個擬議發展進行個詳細設計啦，就確保咧呢啲社福設施咧就符合有關現時嘅法規啦、指引啦同埋運作嘅要求嘅。咁對於有翻於係呢個觀塘區嗰個社福設施低於香港規劃標準與準則嘅要求咧，咁其實我哋呢個彩興路嘅住宅發展咧，已經係提出一啲社福設施，就解決呢個短缺嘅問題嘅。咁至於喺繼續喺呢個彩興路嘅發展方面咧，第三位申訴人咧就喺環境方面咧就提出咧，其實擬議發展嘅未來嘅居民咧，可能會受到清水灣道上面嘅車輛噪音同埋空氣質素嘅影響嘅，咁希望可以係喺個擬議發展加呢個緩衝區，咁就我哋喺呢個呢、這個 item 1嘅研究咧，就初步就睇翻喺嗰個環境評審咧，就顯示咧，若果我哋採用適當嘅建築設計，同埋加上呢個緩解設施，同埋加呢個緩衝區咧，咁亦都唔會對於未來嘅居民喺空氣啦或者噪音質素方面有所影響嘅。 咁另外申述人喺交通方面咧，亦都係同我講翻就係話停車數目喺彩興路呢個發展未有清楚顯示，咁運輸署亦都冇提出反對。咁就我哋嗰個回應就係話，其實我哋喺彩興路嘅發展嘅住宅同埋零售部分呢，已經會提供213個車位㗎啦，亦都係符合香港規劃標準與準則嘅規定。咁另外亦都係做咗呢個交通及運輸評估啦，咁就用一個比較高嘅標準去做呢個研究嘅。咁喺嗰個技術評估上面呢，咁有關嘅改動係可行嘅。咁另外第三位申述人對於係彩霞道擴闊 B1 呢亦都有意見嘅。咁就申述人就覺得市場上面呢未售嘅私人屋苑單位已經係過剩㗎啦。咁就唔應該做私人房屋發展，應該再嚟轉做呢個公營房屋發展，滿足迫切嘅房屋需求嘅。咁就跨署嘅回應就係話，其實係跟返2024年嘅施政報告呢，咁政府會繼續持續造地嘅。咁喺批售土地嗰陣時呢，會係留意返嗰個市場變化啦，咁令到個物業市場可以作為一個平穩同埋健康嘅發展嘅。咁而喺長遠房屋策略呢，新嘅房屋供應比例呢，喺公司比例呢就保持喺70%同埋30%啦。而觀塘公司住房嘅比例呢就係74:26，咁所以興建呢個彩華道嘅私人房屋咧，就令有助呢個房屋供應喺觀塘區變得更為均衡嘅。咁另外新上人亦都係會對大綱圖入邊嘅注釋咧提出嘅修訂嘅，咁就新上人就表示咧就係、是、若果喺發展嗰個地面至一樓逃生咧，應該唔係咁困難嘅。咁希望我哋解釋翻喺其他指定名用途註明商貿裏邊嗰個第二欄嘅用途咧，就刪除咗咁、那個原因係咩咧？咁其實呢啲頭先都講過啦，即係呢個OUB 嗰個松林個 Come to Use 一個改動咧，其實都係跟翻最新個注釋總表嘅相應嘅修訂嘅。其實個考慮點就係話係避免喺相關用途同工業部分咧就擺喺同一層樓或者一啲冇緩衝樓層嘅都共存。咁因為有啲用途咧會係令到個工業個大廈咧吸引大量人流啦，咁令到個火警嘅風險增加嘅。咁所以我哋就作出呢、這個大綱圖注釋方面嗰個修訂嘅。咁所以就而家呢四個指定用途嗰個用途咧，其實已經喺嗰、那個表二咧，關於嗰個已經擺咗喺呢個建築物低層非工業個部分嘅啦，就屬於非經常准許嘅用途。咁其他有啲關於第三申述人嘅關注咧，就係話第三位申述人咧就係、是、提出咧，就係喺項目 A 1同 B 1嗰個 GIC 嗰個設施是否足夠啦，同埋是否已經係納咗喺我哋嗰個附件入面嗰個 GIC 嘅提供嗰個表嗰度嘅。咁我哋嘅回應就係話項目 B 1同 A 1同 B 1嘅嗰個 GIC 嘅供應咧，就仲未擺落去我哋附件嘅GIC 嗰個供應規劃嗰度嘅，因為嗰、那個呢兩個地點嗰個社福設施咧，暫時個具體位置類型仍需要再詳細設計嘅。咁另外第三位同第四位申述人亦都喺個修訂項目嗰度咧，就講咗係未有提出有關嘅意見啦，或者係記錄翻嗰、那個改動修訂項目 A 1同 B 2咧係記錄在案嘅。咁呢兩個意見我都係備悉嘅。咁所以總結而言咧，我哋就係備悉翻項目 A 1同 A 2同埋第一位申請人對於項目 A 1同 A 2同埋第二位申請人所有項目修訂項目支持呢個意見，我哋係備悉嘅。咁至於話第四位申述人嗰、那個表達任何意見，我都係備悉嘅。咁我哋亦都係覺得係第三位申述人嘅申述咧，就並不支持嘅，亦都唔認為亦都唔認為呢個申述咧係會係而呢個再改翻呢個分區特計劃大綱圖嘅。咁我個presentation 咁多啦，唔該。
好，唔該啊，規劃處嘅代表，係咪啊 Donna 有一啲？
係係，唔該主席。咁我啱啱都收到一個資料啦。咁阿傑龍都係就住呢一個項目申報咗利益嘅，因為僱傭再培訓局，咁阿傑龍就係呢個再培訓局僱傭再培訓局嘅主席啦。咁剛剛喺九龍灣咧就購有物業嘅，咁但係由於個物業其實都係距離有關嘅申述地點係距離有一段距離唔係好近嘅，咁因此我哋都備悉有關嘅利益申報，咁阿傑龍可以繼續係留喺會議度討論今日嘅事項嘅，唔該。
好，咁我哋而家咧開始嗰、那個申述啦。咁今日出席嘅申述人咧就有兩位嘅，咁其中一位咧就仲未到啦。咁所以咧，我先請阿 Miss Mary。
Hi, good morning. In view of my failing eyesight.I don't feel any stress today because it's only me, so I'm not going to look at the clock, okay? I've been to different experts and I'm waiting for my new glasses. They all say I don't need an operation for cataracts, so I don't know why, but I get this kind of fuzzy thing, and when I have to, you know, go from one thing to another, I get distracted and I lose my...place here. So you have to bear with me. Old age, sorry, I'm going to call in on it. Now, strong objection, site A. Situated in a GIC cluster, low-rise educational facilities, originally reserved for a social welfare complex, the proposed very high single tower development on a large podium is inappropriate. It will create a high wall effect, as you can see, I haven't got a copy of that, the image, but you can see from the image the way it sticks up like a sore thumb. I hope yeah, you can find it and show it later on or show it now. On the border of the Green Belt, the statement the massing and height of the proposed development are not incompatible with the surrounding context is unacceptable with regard to the site.That there is need for the original planning intention to be implemented is clear, as the Hong Kong PSG indicates that there are unacceptable deficits in the provision of many services such as child and community care, day rehabilitation, and particularly residential rehabilitation facilities. The inclusion of a hostel for severely mentally handicapped in the podium of the project is both ridiculous and untenable.In the current depressed housing market, no developer would accept such a condition.So the urgent need for this facility would remain unaddressed. Surprisingly, members of DC did not focus on this issue, but we know where their priorities lie, as with the recent support given by legislators to residents in Cheung Sha Wan opposing the development of a homeless shelter. For sure, the home for the mentally handicapped provision will be removed from the tender in order to ensure sale of the site. Members should carefully consider the Hong Kong PSG data,indicates that services to address the increasing number of suicides in the community average 3 a day. Now, this has been very much in the news recently. And the growing number of young people succumbing to depression and other mental issues are in urgent need of response in the form of sufficient support and adequate care services. The recovery of the body of a student at Lion Rock 2 days ago after a week-long search is but the latest tragedy. Now, that was absolutely shocking that that girl was out there for 1 week. We don't know how long.She wouldn't have died immediately. She obviously had issues with the school and all that, that maybe could have been addressed in some way if we had a more caring society. 2024 statement from CDC, research suggests that there are higher levels of depressive symptoms and poor general mental health among adolescents in Hong Kong than in other regions. Studies have found that between 55% and 2.2% of adolescents may live with depression, while 2.6 to 6.9 may have an anxiety disorder. There are also significant problems related to the aging in society, stress on caregivers, etc., that often end in tragic circumstances. Focus should therefore be on providing the last item in the HKPSG data, Integrated Community Centre for Mental Wellness.In view of the increase in related issues, members should consider recommending that the current figure of one centre per 310,000 residents to be re-evaluated. While physical health issues were previously the main concern, the rapid increase in reliance on technology has introduced factors like isolation that have spawned conditions that were not prevalent in the pre-tech society. Now, the response is unacceptable for a number of reasons. It says opportunities have been seized to review undeveloped government land for optimising the land uses for meeting stress, social, economic and community needs. Okay? This would be better served under the original planning intention of a social welfare complex. Considering the site history and its development potential, this is where we go on with their bit. Under the single site multiple use model, the EFS has demonstrated the site is suitable and feasible for residential development with social welfare facilities, blah, blah, expedite the delivery of the much needed social welfare facilities. Excuse me, jaw dropping? The private development would limit the scope of welfare facilities. And in view of the current oversupply of units is not urgent, while the very limited additional community facilities do not address the many needs of the community. The single site multiple use could be achieved with the provision of various types of community services. The inclusion of retail would also impact the living environment and impose conditions on the movement of the mentally handicapped. Can we have a little light on there? So we see this less than ideal. Okay, so there we are. You can see, you know, retail, mentally handicapped up above. Parking the whole, you know, 6 yards. That developers would object to the inclusion of mental care facilities has not been addressed. The outcome would be for that amenity to be cancelled. For very sure, you have retail, this, and then residential, and the clubhouse and all that. You can, I can just hear, you know, nobody's going to tender for that. Note that the Kuntong HKPSG debunks the provision of services in the wider district mantra. Now, so this gets a bit complicated, but if you guys take the time to look at both of them, you know what I mean, and compare, like say there, childcare minus 61 and childcare is minus 51 on the other. So childcare minus 61 in this one, it's minus 51 in Kuantong, so that's not going to be covered. Community care minus 36 in Autau Kok, minus 39 in Kuantong. Tito. Rish, minus 18 in Nautau Kok, minus 40 in Kuantong, so we're not getting any help there. Residential care services, minus 66 in Nautau Kok, minus 40 in Kuantong. Titi. And then we have the Integrated Centre for Mental Wellness, only two to cater for 800,000 people, when actually it should be three, which is where this one should be. The site also has traffic noise and air quality from vehicular emissions issues. This underlines the fact that a smaller development well set back from the road by a buffer garden area would be the most suitable development for the site. There was no indication on the number of parking, but now they tell us that it's going to be 213, which is a very high number for 500 units and not compatible with the tranquil environment that should be provided for a hostel for the mentally handicapped. So we have there these mentally handicapped stuck in there on this podium. Okay, they never see the sunlight. They never feel the wind on their face. They're just locked up in there. But okay, let's forget about them. As long as we can sell off the property and make some money. In view of the location beside the GB and the low-rise nature of the adjacent GIC, the site should be developed into a centre where the mentally handicapped can reside in tranquility and without the negative pressure of NIMBY neighbours restricting their movements, which they would most certainly do. A lower building would also be in line with the stepped heights, as image shows the tower does not align. This is where I wanted you to show that image of that tower sticking out like a sore thumb. Okay, if you can put it up on the screen, please. Now, where am I losing? This is where I lose my place. While the government is pushing the one-site, multiple-use concept, there are certain services that, for many reasons, including the strong prejudice of some in the community, should be catered for in a more sheltered manner. Also, the high costs involved in resolving mental health issues are not being addressed. Now, the week-long research for DAISY involved 24 vehicles and 80-plus personnel and went on for 7 days, okay? We are not calculating the cost of all this when the people go missing, when something happens. When somebody is found dead in their apartment or they're not being properly cared for, all this sort of thing. This is costing money, okay? So we're not calculating what it's costing there by not providing adequate services to prevent it happening in the first place. A2, housekeeping. B1, currently used as a temporary training and youth development center by the Hong Kong Customs and Excise to be terminated. Strong objections to development of private residential. Market is awash with unsold units. Absolutely no need to provide sites for further supply. If sites should be used to develop some form of assisted housing. Now, the recent keen competition in the market under the home ownership scheme and white form underline where the need for housing is most urgent. Now, the response was, at present, the public-private housing split in Kwun Tong District is 74-26. It's ridiculous, as there are areas that are exclusively public housing. Now, I've taken buses out to some of these new housing estates in the middle of nowhere. There isn't a private residence in sight. It's all public housing, okay? And then we have other areas, like Red Hill, for example, that are all residential. Stanley has only got one housing estate on the periphery, okay? So this blah, blah, blah excuse is 74-26. Sorry, I ain't buying it, and I hope that you are not buying it either, members, okay? We should provide the housing that is needed. Also being ignored is, by providing these easy sites for developers, we're discouraging them from engaging in the sometimes lengthy process of acquiring aging buildings in older districts. Now, I take many bus rides here, there and everywhere. You know, I'm kind of a snoopy person. And I see all over the city, the urban areas, I see buildings that could be redeveloped, that need to be redeveloped and are not being redeveloped because you guys keep rolling out these new sites. That's much easier for them, okay? Don't make life easy for them. Item B, housekeeping. Now, I required clarity on the statement. The provision is not yet incorporated. Response is not reflected, but actually it doesn't really make any difference because what they are going to provide is not going to resolve the issue. Members have a duty to put aside the fact that the underlying reason for the rezoning to private residential of sites that are currently in the public domain is all about revenue and land sales. The proposal should be considered only with regard to the suitability of the location and fulfilling the most urgent needs of society, better community services, and the need for affordable housing. The amendments to the note of the plan about this educational institute, etc., on ground floor, to be quite honest, I'm still not quite clear about it, but hopefully members are more able to understand it than I am. In buildings like mine, we have people often set up little businesses and temples and all sorts of things. These are a big danger in residential buildings because they put pressure on our services, on our lifts. They fill our corridors with obstruction, cause noise and what have you. So actually, speaking on behalf of the community, I would much prefer all these churches and everything to be in these sort of buildings, commercial industrial buildings, not in residential buildings. So I wasn't clear. The response did not provide clarification. Now, Plan D should simplify its wording. Quite often, this wording is so complicated. I sit there and I look at it with my poor eyes and read it over and over, and I still don't get it. So if I don't get it, who have a certain knowledge of the planning process, I'm sure that Joe Public has more problems than I have. I'm still waiting for that image to come up of that stick up like a sore thumb. Can we see the image, please? The image of site A sticking out. I shouldn't save paper. I should run off everything, but, you know, I'm an environmentalist. I'd like members to see it again. Has anyone got the paper? I can find it in 5 seconds. Yeah, the image that shows it sticking out against the background. Not that, the... The image of the building.
Image of the building.
Visual impact.
Visual impact.
Yes.
I mean, look at that. Is that stepped height? No. This is going down into green belt, and then it's going into the green belt, going into the end of the development area and into the more green area. And then you've got this great big thing sticking out there like a sore thumb, okay? So it's definitely not compatible with the rest of the area. This should be, go down, you know, to the green belt. so that we gradually go into the countryside. Okay? So members, I haven't any hope here. I know when I go home or when I turn around, if I can manage to get my computer turned on later tonight, that is going to be R3, you know. Yeah. But there we go. I did my best. Thank you.
好，咁啊，我哋而家开始嗰、那个答问嘅环节啦，咁样睇下委员有冇咩问题。系 Timothy 跟住 Ryan。
多谢主席，我想请教规划处嘅同事，即系因为我谂特别呢两个新嘅做住宅区咧，其实会增加相当嘅人口啦。咁但系其实邻近嗰几条主要嘅干道咧，包括新清水湾道啦。彩霞道咧，即係其實有一個交通流量已經好多啦。咁我想問一問呢部分，其實喺成個規劃嘅改動入邊咧，點樣因應翻增加人口同車輛，會避免到一個擠塞啦，或者一啲即係交通延誤咧？唔該。
係專員定係土托處係？
係多謝委員嘅提問。咁其實我哋去做嗰個研究嘅時候咧，都有考慮到就係區內嚇，包括咗呢個我哋呢個擬議嘅發展項目啦，同埋區內一啲嚟緊會發展嘅項目，一啲交通流量上嘅一啲估算嘅。而我哋都睇翻就係我哋呢一個擬議項目附近嘅啲道路網絡，睇翻佢哋嗰個交通嘅流量嚇，咁又再做翻啲估算嘅嚇。咁我根據我哋估算嘅評估咧，咁我哋都發覺到就係附近嗰啲區內嗰啲交通咧，就並不會話因為我哋本身嗰個嘅項目咧，而會帶嚟一啲無可克服嘅影響嘅嚇。咁而我哋都同個運輸署嗰邊嚇都協調過嘅。咁就住呢一個咁樣嘅結論咧，咁其實運輸署嗰邊亦都係冇意見嘅嚇咁樣。咁同埋我哋都知道就話其實運輸署嗰邊咧，其實嚟緊喺區內咧都有一啲嘅一啲 local 嘅 road improvement works 嚇都會去推展嘅嚇咁樣。咁所以變咗我哋考慮咗呢幾方面之後咧，都發覺就係嗰個項目咧，就住交通嗰方面咧，其實係即係唔會帶嚟一啲無可克服嘅影響嘅咁樣。
係 Ryan。
好，唔該主席，我主要想問一下彩興路嗰、那個地盤，我如果冇記錯咧，嗰、那個位置應該好似係好近嗰個東九龍線嗰、那個彩雲站嘅。我想問有冇即係有冇啲咩消息？會唔會其實個站喺邊度，或者其實會唔會有需要用到個地盤，定係即係呢度係有冇啲咩嘢考慮嘅呢、這個？唔該。
就住我哋做嗰個研究嘅時候咧，咁其實嗰個東九龍幹線咧，都暫時都仲係一個比較初步嘅一個階段嚟嘅。咁所以變咗我哋本身嗰、那個做嗰個研究嘅時候咧，其實就冇考慮到嗰、那個東九龍嗰、那個集體運輸嗰個線所帶嚟嘅影響。咁但我哋都同嗰邊都係有協調過嘅。咁佢哋嗰邊亦都係即係將來佢哋做嗰、那個一啲再仔細嘅研究嘅時候咧，咁佢哋都會考慮翻附近嗰啲嘅發展項目，同埋睇翻即係社會上嘅需要啦。咁再做一啲考慮嘅嚇，咁樣
好。Tony
嚇，唔該主席。我都其實都係跟進啊 Timothy 頭先嗰個問題，因為喺即係 A 一個 site 咧，其實嗰個嘅住宅嗰個增加咗有大概千幾二千個嘅人口啦。咁喺而家即係而家喺張圖則上邊咧，其實佢比較 iso 嚟嘅。咁一來就頭先講就係增加嗰個汽車流量，其實而家新清水灣道嗰個嘅負荷都比較犀利啦。咁頭先都解答到啦。第二就係反而係個行人，即係個 pedestrian， 咁佢點樣去行翻落去彩雲彩虹地鐵站？究竟佢係有啲專線小巴，同埋佢同隔離彩雲村嗰度會唔會第仲有啲新嘅footbridge 會過翻去嗰邊咧，即因為始終而家喺呢一個嘅分區大綱圖當中咧，佢係比較 iso 嚟嘅。咁喺嗰啲人嘅流動嗰方面，可唔可以再展述多少少啦？嚇，唔該。
係，咁就我哋做嗰、那個交通評估嘅時候咧，咁我哋都有考慮到就係呢一個地盤啦，附近嗰、那個嗰、那個道路個網絡係點樣樣嘅。咁我哋亦都有了解到就係附近亦都係有一啲小巴啦，同埋有啲巴士嘅服務咧係提供得到嘅。咁我哋都亦都有評估過就係話如果我哋本身嗰個項目嚇啲市民佢需要去附近嘅地方，佢可以點樣行啦？咁譬如話可能係需要沿住嗰個彩興道啦，或者 係有一啲嘅行人天橋係可以過到 existing， 即係現時都有一啲有部分嘅一啲行人設施咧，可以去去對面嗰啲街市啊、菜人村嗰邊嘅都有嘅嚇咁樣。咁所以我哋都睇翻就係話嗰個項目咧，裡面所帶嚟嘅新增人流，對於現時嗰、那個小巴或者係嗰個公共交通嗰個影響，咁其實都係輕微嘅。咁呢方面就其實都會再即係做同翻運輸署嗰邊咧，即係將來當嗰、那個項目入伙嘅時候，咁其實都有需要的話，都可以喺嗰個交通方面作出啲調整嚇，去滿足翻嗰、那個需要嘅嚇咁樣。
係 Tony，
唔該主席。咁我有另一個問題係關於咧喺都係 A 一個西咧，而家佢有一層就係俾社福設施啦，就係將來就會係呢、這個即係heavily mentally handicapped 嘅，係 physical handicap 定 mentally handicap。mentally handicap 嘅人士啦，咁我見到可唔可以再展述多少少咧？嗱，而家係有一層咧，係成層係撥備係做呢件事，而呢個係一個 hostel 嚟嘅。咁喺嗰個文件當中咧，咁因為佢近清水灣道，新清水灣道，咁所以佢能夠可以開得到個窗咧，就主要都係去翻嗰個地盤嘅東邊同埋南邊嘅，因為我見嗰啲 noise 嘅 assessment 都係咁樣。咁呢一度會唔會影響到裏邊個 hostel 裏邊嘅？佈局咧，同埋第日佢會大概會有幾多個嘅住院嘅人士喺裏邊咧？第二樣嘢就係除咗呢一層咧，相對上喺地下或者有冇其他配套係可以都可以 facilitate 到呢一個嘅社福設施咧？舉例因為佢哋有機會啲狀況唔理想嘅，咁可能有冇啲地方會停泊譬如救護車啊，導致到佢哋有機會要去送院嗰啲 lift 會唔會都係？會 facilitate 到咧，雖然喺嗰個嘅建築設計應該第日去到深化嘅階段，但係因為我見喺嗰個嘅可能性研究嘅報告裏面咧，喺地下嗰度係冇一啲 lay by 嘅設施嘅，即係一有車路一轉入去就落咗去地底嘅停車場，咁會唔會嗰度都即係而家呢個階段都有一啲嘅配套，導致到第日可以 facilitate 到呢個社福設施喺嗰度係合適咧咁樣？
多謝你俾我機會可以等我嚟可以解釋一下。咁本身咧大家可以望到個 H2 嗰個張圖啦，即係其實咧嗰、那個即係包括頭先申述人都講呢一個咧，其實呢個係一個示意圖嚟嘅。咁即係話咧，其實咧呢個係一個方案咧，可以容納到個建議嘅 social welfare facilities， 即係嗰、那個即係 hostel for 呢啲嚴重殘障嘅人士。但係其實咧，亦都有其他 options 可以做嘅。事實上咧，我哋亦都有做過咧，即係團隊亦都有做過咧。一個分開嘅 small block， 即係應該咁樣講咧，一個 low level 嘅分開嘅 small block。咁樣嘅情況之下咧，要關顧既要切合翻呢個目前嘅建築條例啦，同一時間亦都咧關顧翻而家呢個高度，都可以照顧到嘅。咁呢一點咧，其實上次咧我都有同委員解釋過，即係呢一個咧係我哋有做過呢個唔同嘅情景嘅。固然將佢 H 二，固然咧等落去呢、這、一個一個成個平台係一個方案啦，但係其實咧，我哋而家目前所賦予嘅要求嘅規劃嘅要求咧，包括係個高度啊等等嗰啲咧，都可以容許佢有其他嘅方案嘅。嗱，呢個係此其一先。第二咧就係咧，本身我哋理解呢個 site 咧，去翻 H 一係啦，呢個 site 啱啦，呢個 site 咧呢個地盤咧，其實佢真係本身有個局限嘅，佢係面臨呢個新清水灣道嘅，嗰度係真係會有一個交通嘅噪音同埋空氣嘅問題嘅。咁所以咧，其實呢度咧，我哋顧問團隊亦都做咗呢個相關嘅研究咧，就睇到咧保持翻一個本身係分別係20米。對住清水灣道啦，然後個本身嗰、那個你可以睇到嗰個 building 自己再 set back 咗少少咧，其實咧就可以即係、就是、可以咧係疏解到，尤其是對於 podium lower floors 亦都可以做到符合到呢、这、一個本身係嗰個 BP 即係建築條例嘅要求。咁當然啦，面對住清水灣道咧，我相信 Tony 你好理解咧，一定係會放啲非敏感嘅用途嘅。即係如果嗰個位置係等真係要嗰個位靠近係等一個住宿設施嘅話咧，嗰度可能係啲非敏感用途，譬如廚房啊、洗手間啊、儲物室啊，即係靠近路本身已經 set back 噶啦嗰個位置，然後靠近路嘅咧，佢就放呢啲非敏感嘅用途。咁嘅話咧，可以。 安置到同埋善用到呢个位置，可以咧容纳到，亦都可以咧，最紧要系令到居住喺呢度嘅院友咧，其实佢可以咧系用翻一个即系适切，佢哋可以系一个安静同埋可以住到嗰个环境嘅。咁啊，头先都有问到话大概住几多人到啦。咁本身呢一个系预计咧系50个床位嘅，咁所以即系咧，应该系50人，咁连埋嗰个展能中心都系50人嘅，咁所以咧就系、是、呢、这个系一个预计50个人住嘅一个宿舍嚟嘅。当然咧，呢、这、一个嘅社福设施除咗系严重智障咧，其实仲有一个 support hostel for mental recovery 嘅，即系嗰啲系已经另一个阶段。好嘅，咁嗰啲嗰個咧就預咗係30人嘅，咁全部都係會係分別容納喺呢一個嘅社福設施範圍裏邊嘅。唔該，
係 Sandy，
唔該主席。專員，我想問一下咧，其實你可能都講咗，不過我可能再提下大家啦。而家個 current use 咧，其實兩個地方都係叫做類似空置啦，係咪？一個就係一個空置咗嘅學校啦，因為嗰個已經停辦咗嗰個海關嘅一個 training centre 啦。另外一個亦都係一個空置嘅地，咁其實咧，即係嗰個 temporary vehicle car park 啦，其實兩個地咧，如果空咗佢，一路都係曬太陽嘅，都係冇嘢做嘅。咁而家其實咧，如果可以揾到啱用嘅地方去做到啱用嘅嘢咧，當然係好啦。但我想文件上面其實都有講過的，因為其實當中呢，譬如 Item A1 那裡呢有一個 Social Welfare Complex， 我想大家呢可能對於有一個 Social Welfare Complex 在這裡呢，就大家看到一個很美好的將來，但這個很美好的將來呢就似乎沒有一個 Implementation Program， 即是其實不是實際會發生的一樣東西來的。我想我的問題就是，即使現在我們說去做現在的 Proposed Use，其實呢原本有一個咁美好嘅想法，要做一個社福嘅大樓，咁呢個會係喺邊度會做，或者會幾時做，或者點樣分派咗喺唔同嘅地方做？譬如當然你而家 Item A1 嗰度咧，有某種嘅設施咧係可能 take over 咗原本嗰個嘅諗法，但係當中係咪完全係可以代替咗原本嗰個社福大樓咧？係咪會喺其他地方都會做翻，或者係加翻呢啲社福設施？这个是第一个问题。第二个问题就是，其实我想之前我们都会有问过的了，是本身这个区里面都是有一些社福的设施是欠缺的。譬如就剛才 Mary 都有提到的，就是可能是一些有精神的精神缺陷的，或者是可能有些精神需要的人士一些的社会服务。那这些又会是在哪里去出现呢？我想即是当我们说要去改划一些地的时候，当然是希望物盡其用或者地盡其用啦，但是由原本我哋話可以見到喺呢個地道係有啲社福嘅設施，又或者係其實呢個區仍然係有一啲社福設施係欠缺嘅時候，會喺邊一度會出現呢？嚇，唔該專員。
多謝 Sandy 俾個機會我可以解釋一下嘅。咁本身呢個位置彩興道咧係嘅，之前係預計做一個社福設施嘅大樓。呢、這個要注意一樣咧，就其實咧預留呢啲嘅GIC 嘅設施咧，其實我哋有兩款嘅，一款咧我哋叫做 site base， 即係地盤為主；一款咧就係 premises base， 即係可以樓面可以解決到嘅。咁而社福設施呢、這個當時預留呢個位置咧，都是一些嘅唔同嘅组合嘅。当然我哋查返资料呢，冇一个已经划实咗个组合，因为一路都未有一个建成嘅未有一个即係项目嘅推展啦。但係都系一啲嘅premises space 嘅組合嚟嘅，會係幼兒啦、長者啦、康復康啦，你可以預計到係呢幾類型係可以用一個樓面面積去疊加，令到做一個社福設施大樓嘅。好啦，咁而家去到目前呢個狀況啦，經過呢個檢視之後，呢、這個位咧最後咧適切咧喺知道有社福嘅需要，同一時間亦都有呢個房屋住宅尤其是係一個俾私人發展嘅私人市場嘅需要之下咧，呢、這個位置最後檢討咗之後做呢、這個房屋設施啦。咁但係同一時間咧，因為佢有呢一個背景咧，所以大家留意到咧，我哋預留咗2850個平方米做社福設施。 市，其實呢個咧相對於嗰個住宅樓面面積咧係10%嘅。其實係如果大家處理過其他一般嘅私人發展嘅話咧，或者係公營房屋咧，講緊都係5%嘅啫。即係公營房屋如果預留呢個社福設施能夠做到嘅話，所以呢個咧係一個預留一個比較多嘅，亦都係回應翻即係之前理解翻佢之前嗰個要求之下咧，嚟到做一個咁樣嘅平衡。咁所以咧，佢因為有一個咁樣嘅比較大範圍嘅樓面面積啦，所以我哋可以有幾個50個床位嘅。頭先我哋提咗咧，係一個嚴重智障嘅，同埋佢個展能中心呢、這個係一定要係 pair 一齊嘅，結合埋一齊嘅。另一個就係30個人嘅一個康復者嘅一個嘅 hostel， 可以佢有條件做到呢件事。咁當然位置上都做到嘅，大家可以留意到，我哋今次我哋喺呢張圖咁啱，我哋推出咗兩幅地，一幅係彩興，一幅係彩下。其實社會福利處當我哋同佢討論可以有咩設施嗰陣時咧，佢都係會有考慮呢個地點嘅要適唔適合去。俾本身佢可以提供嘅樓面面積可以做到幾多，佢而咧盡量咧將呢個社區最啱、最社區需要嘅設施，呢個地點有啱嘅，再加埋當然佢仲有其他嘅成本效益啦，仲有佢嘅人手分配等等啦，佢最後咧就建議呢個位置咧去放頭先我哋所屬嘅設施嘅。咁委員頭先 Sandy 都問，咁其他設施如何處理咧？本來呢個社福大樓繼照應該不只有3個設施的，應該還有其他設施的。那那些呢，因為是這個 premises space， 即是樓面面積去可以解決到。那所以其實呢都是漸次呢按住其他新發展，無論是政府的公營房屋發展，又或者是有機會是私人買地，即是政府推出市場 的地呢，都是適切呢去跟社會福利處呢去在這些不同的地方呢，可能可以說打散了呢，放去區內仍然是可以服務到這個 catchment 的地方呢，去配置這些無論是幼兒啦、長者啦，同埋呢一個復康設施，呢啲全部咧都係在心中嘅，即係大家都係知道需要咧適當地揾位去做呢件事嘅。唔該曬，
唔好意思啊，主席，我想追問啊，專員，即係我明嗰個由一棟嘅一棟嘅大樓，然後打散咗去唔同嘅地方，亦都即係大家都在心中會永遠去追住有啲乜嘢嘅社福設施係會去追，但係咧即係今天過咗呢一個咧，就可能未必會記得噶嘛嚇，又或者今日啊，我哋可能6個之中有3個放咗喺其中一個嘅地方裏邊，咁其餘嗰3個係點樣出現咧？即係未必會喺其他圖嗰度，或者係即係我哋係會追住啲設施咧，然後去揾。即係好多時都係有改建啦，或者有一個發展嘅空間啦，或者係有一個機會咧，然後先原來我哋仲有3件係未放落去嘅。咁我問題比較簡單嘅，嗰個即係另外嗰即係未預設。我當有3個仍然是未 fit 得到入去的社福設施，是怎樣樣可以幫到我們，或者幫到那個區，是真的在未來的發展裏面是真的會 fit 入去。除了我們每一次去看這些發展的時候，我們會看那些GIC facility 的需要是多少，然後再拍下去，但我們會不會是重複我們的記憶去記回原來當日呢我們看這個圖的時候，原來六個當中有3個就拍咗喺呢度啦，另外3個喺邊度拍咧？我哋點樣將呢個記憶係可以放翻喺我哋做圖或者係去睇呢啲改劃嘅時候嘅一啲嘅申請咧嚇？
多謝。咁呢度可能我需要我可能頭先解釋得咧未夠詳盡。呢、這個本身嘅 social welfare complex 呢個位咧預留咧，其實當時應該我理解咧唔係完全係放曬，即係而家我哋大家見呢3個嘅，即係其實當時應該咁樣講啦。不同年代其实那个做法呢，就是望住而家嗰个 GIC table， 有啲咩缺失。咁然后呢政府福利处呢就预留咗笪地，然后睇下几时去计划动工做啦。如果动工做嘅话呢，咁最适切放喺度呢，咁就望住嗰个清单有啲咩争嘅就放落去嘅。咁但係所以随住唔同时间呢，就算同一个地点呢，佢而畫嗰個組合咧都唔一樣嘅，咁所以咧，我想先解釋第一點咧，呢度本身冇一個本身係有6樣或者3樣嘅設施，佢係有笪地啫，然後咧可以如果有工程嘅話咧，佢就可以按住嗰刻 最需要按住个地点啦，按住嗰个地区需求啦，其他地区嘅 provision 系点啦，佢放落去嘅。好啦，咁去到而家咧，其实最適切我哋俾佢知道咧，呢个位发展我哋俾到2850个平方米俾佢咧，佢睇到最適切就系做呢几个设施啦。咁你话其他争嗰啲，我话先我讲话，即系二人化话在心中系啲乜嘢？其实就系我哋嗰个 GIC table。就是我哋而家夹喺大家睇到嗰个成区缺乏嗰个 GIC table， 系唔会走失佢嘅，因为每一次有一个新嘅发，其实我哋市区咧就，我谂大家都知道，其实系好依赖重建，即系重建啊，当然会有啲新嘅地推出嚟啦，重建咧都系另一个我哋咧系一个契机嚟嘅，好多时候我哋重建，我哋大家喺唔同场合咧，大家见到我哋孖住市建局一齐咧，我哋都系捉住佢咧，喂可唔可以，亦都系同佢尽量商议咧，安放一啲加一啲。嘅楼面面积去做翻当区本身，我哋话一个打散去嗰啲咁嘅设施嘅，咁固然头先我会睇到系呢一区随住一啲，亦都有一个契机嘅就系、是、公屋嘅重建嘅呢一区嚟讲咧，仲有呢个彩虹村嘅重建，彩虹村重建咧，亦都系一个政府可以主导咧，再放翻适切放翻，可能喺一个 podium 又好，或者一个独立嘅一个位置放，亦都可能有呢个契机可以做到嘅。咁所以我哋其实系就系寻找呢啲机遇，望住我哋一路未了嘅清单，一路个清单系。life 嘅一路探一路探一路随住人口嘅转变，人口嘅岁数嘅转变咧，嚟到一路睇最新嘅需求，同埋目前嗰个 provision 系咩位置，嚟到不断更新嘅。咁我想讲解释系咁样，唔该。
主席，不如我补充，我补充多一点咧，系就Sandy 嘅问题。其实跨署同社会福利署咧都会咁啊联系，去确保喺新发展里边咧。是加啲適當嘅社福設施嘅。我即係舉個例啫，就上個星期我哋MPC 通過咗一個嘅改劃，就係喺嗰個，亦都係呢個智慧綠色集體運輸系統嘅其中一個站，就係寶麟站。呢度上啲嘅啫，入邊咧其實我哋加咗個一啲社福設施喺度，就係、是、今日見到個 table 入邊係爭嘅100個 child care centre 係咪？冇記錯。咁都加咗喺度，其實我哋會透過唔同嘅機會，都係問翻社署，而家喺呢個社區裏面最需要係咩設施，咁就擺咗落去嘅。所以我相信專員都會同社署有緊密聯繫，同埋將區裏面所需嘅社福設施咧，係擺喺心裏面，有機會咧就會擺落去嘅。我舉翻個例啫。
我都想補充一點咧，就係、是、其實咧，我哋而家咧睇嗰啲地盤咧，係一啲私人發展嘅地盤，譬如依、這個今日依一個彩興路咧，係單支樓。頭先處長講嗰、那個第二時嗰個智慧綠色系統嗰、那個 depot 都應該係一啲私人發展，
係
咪？
都
係。係啦，我想講，可能私人發展咧，大家會覺得我哋啊，可能加來加去有幾十張床位啊，咁樣。但係咧，我諗亦都唔好忘記，其實頭先嘅專員都有提過嘅，喺一啲公營房屋嗰度，其實政府而家已經有個政策咧，就係、是、新起嗰啲公營房屋咧。佢所有嘅总楼面咧，要嘅5% 咧，要拎出嚟去做一啲社福嘅设施。依啲社福设施咧，就系唔单止系俾一啲头先讲，譬如托儿中心啊，一啲安老设施啊，咁样安老院舍啊，咁都系针对翻咧区嗰个需要啊。其实我自己会觉得咧。更大手可以滿足到第二時譬如個社區對一啲即係社福設施嗰、那個需求咧，反而係一啲新起嘅一啲即係公營房屋咁樣。譬如依一帶啦，雖然未必係屬於觀塘區，譬如依條新。清水灣道再行翻落去，其實已經好近牛池灣。牛池灣嗰度，我哋已經有一個地盤咧，係重建緊，會做一啲即係係房協嘅一啲資助房屋。咁當中都要撥5%嘅樓面出嚟咧，去做一啲呢個社福設施嘅。對面彩虹村重建，第二時重建亦都會係咁樣做嘅。所以其實。在个系统方面呢就是即是公营房屋呢已经有个机制㗎啦。就是第时新嘅去做規劃嗰时呢一定呢就要擺5% 嘅即係樓面出嚟，就专系即係針對就係区里边嘅对社福設施个需求囉。
主席我可唔可以 我唔係想追，不過我想專我諗呢啲資料咧，全部都好好嘅嚇，尤其是就頭先所有嘅補充啦，都係好好嘅。不過咧因為喺文件上邊咧，如果唔係有呢啲補充嘅話咧，其實可能睇文件嘅人咧就會覺得，咦，好似走數喎，即係原本咧有一個咁嘅社福大樓，都話係好一個好美好嘅願景啦嚇。咁但係個社福大樓咧，究竟會唔會起又唔知啦，會起啲乜又唔知啦，實際上會放啲咩落去咧，亦都係唔知嘅。咁啊，亦都因為其實我哋好多時睇啲申請咧，都喺唔同嘅時間，喺唔同嘅地點，又甚至咧可能喺大區或者細區，其實都未必真係完全好容易係 track 得到啊。我諗係即係。其實最主要就是大家都是好有呢、這個好想對呢個社區係可以做得到嚇，令到呢個社區係宜居啦嚇。呢、這個就係城規會要做嘅嘢嘛嚇，亦都係可以相應得到係即係社區裏邊嘅需要。但係咧，當我哋話要去睇改劃嘅時候，啊有一棟嘢喺度，嗰棟嘢咧可能似乎就解決曬所有嘅社福設施啦。但係其實實際上呢個係question mark 嚟嘅，即根本你唔知佢可以係去做到啲乜嘢嘢，但係話而家你要拎走佢嘅咧，大家又好似唔係好捨得，因為咦咁啲嘢擺喺邊咧？咁所以我覺得即如果係將來啦，即係喺另外一啲嘅申請裏面咧，尤其是有啲社福設施係會係拎走嘅時候，或者係會係改咗去放喺唔同嘅地方嘅時候，如果有其他嘅有多啲少少嘅表述喺邊咧，可能會令到大家去睇個申請嘅時候咧係會更加明白嘅嚇，唔該主席。
好，跟住專員有補充係咪？
冇錯冇錯，係啊！頭先阿委員嗰個建議咧，我哋會備悉嘅，我哋會跟住之後會咁樣做法嘅。咁啊，補充多點啫，其實我哋九龍區咧除咗重建之外咧，其實有一個大型嘅安達臣道擴場嗰邊嘅發展咧，其實嗰度都有啲已經劃定咗嘅 GIC 嘅 size 嘅，即係仍係。專屬嘅地盤，而嗰度咧，亦都係已經有計劃咧，已經陸續有一啲聯用大樓咧，將會落成嘅一啲係俾到當地即係新增人口同埋附近嘅居民啊、秀茂坪啊等等嘅地方去住，所以其實係會有啲新型嘅大型嘅屋邨咧，其實佢會有呢一啲嘅設施嘅，唔該。
好，跟住係 Simon， 然後係Daniel Lau， 然後 Daniel Zhong，Simon。
係，我想問問專員咧，即係我睇到咧，即係有個podium 嗰度咧有個零售設施嘅，咁即係差唔多兩層嘅咁大面積。咁我睇 observation 就係 given 嗰個 location 咁 isolated， 周圍即係只有啲學校啊、啲 GIC 啊。咁其實有冇即係設計依個面積嗰陣時咧，有冇做嗰啲 market sounding？ 即係將來會唔會 commercial viable 咧？因為你依個住宅只係起咗。即係570個單位啦，而對面即係可能啦，你話對面有個屋村，但係嗰個消費力好低嘅，咁即係睇到領展嗰啲商場都唔係咁成功嘅，同埋即係嗰條路就擺 set 咗嘅，咁會唔會指定咗即係依個零售設施就令到即係將來起完之後都冇人租，變咗一個吉場，咁啊浪費咗資源啦。咁另外第二個問題就係問。咁個 podium 個設施等陣時擺落個契約嗰陣時咧，呢啲係咪指定嘅面積啊？定係可以互換咧？即係頭先大家爭論緊就係社會福利設施，即係夠定唔夠，或者可唔可以增加？咁其實呢個 podium 如果起咗出嚟，將來等陣時個需求零售設施唔咁多嗰陣時，其實個發展商可唔可以互換翻多啲 GIC 咧？咁樣即係會唔會喺將來嘅設計嗰度有呢個打算咧？咁嚇呢兩個問題。
多謝提問嘅，咁本身咧呢個 podium， 即或者我哋預留呢一個叫零售設施咧，其實就係一個好概括嘅預留嚟嘅，因為我哋都係計翻而家目前呢、這、一個，我哋依據翻而家目前喺呢、這個九龍區高密度住宅發展嘅嗰個地積比率，大家都眾所周知，其實我哋嘅地積比率就係7.5係住宅。1.5 是非住宅的 non-domestic 的。咁所以这个叫零售呢，我哋画这个呢就是確保我哋这个画这个 scheme 同埋做这个 study 的目标呢，就是我能够放得晒呢啲俾嘅容许嘅楼面面积落去，整个technical 各样嘢是可以 裝得到同埋做得到嘅。咁他又點樣運用呢？其實係真係由呢個 develop， 由呢個發展商呢，佢有個佢有自己有個嘅諗法嘅。因為如果純粹淨係望我哋嘅 notes 俾到佢呢 lowest three floors 呢，其實有一系列嘅用途呢係可以做嘅。即係除咗零售以外呢，其實佢仲可以做呢其他嘅設施。咁呢度我就唔多線索啦。但係委員你關注一樣呢，就係、是、即係尤其是我諗剛才討論到呢個社福設施，如果咁需要或者點嘅話咧，咁究竟個發展商可唔可以轉做咧？其實咧有一啲嘅社福設施咧，嗱應該咁講嘅，個睇法係咧，而家我哋咧社福設施，若果係政府需要咧，個 notes 寫得好清楚嘅，就唔計 GFA 嘅。嗱呢點係首先確立個原則先，即係如果政府需要嘅社福設施，就唔會計 GFA。 咁何為政府需要？其實行落去係點呢？其實意思即係話去到契度呢，其實最後尾係會政府變成一個 government accommodation， 即係政府會即係攞咗返佢嚟，然後政府一係就係自己營運，一係就搵政府一個認可嘅營運者去營運。咁呢一節位置冇計 GFA 嘅呢，其實就係一個你可以話係一個政府嘅 premises 嚟嘅，政府嘅樓面嚟嘅。咁政府就可以靈活運用啦，即係對於嗰個部分先好啦。咁但係頭先委員你關心就係對於計數嗰部分係點咧？即係計 1.5 而家 land domestic， 而家我哋劃咗去零售又點咧？事實上個彈性咧 ，column one 頭先我講即係我哋喺個 notes 度俾嗰個嗰一系列嘅設施啦，可以有 place of entertainment， 即係一啲娛樂，即係我是但舉一個啦，即係佢有好多商業相關嘅。咁至於同社福有關嘅，舉例。其實佢做安老院其實都可以嘅。安老院其實呢，如果你係一個私人營運，即係唔係交返俾政府嘅話呢，亦都係一個而家嚟講係一個，即係你可以話一個服務到老人家，但係一個又唔係一個 commercial run， 一個私人營運嘅話呢，咁其實係可以絕對去放喺呢個位置，完全係視乎佢嗰個設計同埋佢個計劃係點樣。咁當然亦都有啲嘅，即係都係提供一啲服務俾市民，都係有商業可以私人營運嘅，譬如幼稚園，即係呢一類型嘅設施咧，其實完全咧係要計 GFA non domestic GFA， 但係咧可以等嗰個發展商甚或他日咧營運呢一個平台基座平台嘅發展商咧去佢自己安排嘅。最緊要設計嗰陣時，佢預留咗呢個彈性啊，各樣嘅彈性，咁佢就可能第時佢可以靈活一路。整個 lease term 50年嘅 lease term 咧，佢可以做到各樣嘅設施，對佢個市場，對於個社區嚟講咧，佢都係最 viable 嘅 users 啦，咁嘅用途啦，咁樣。唔該。
好，跟住係Daniel Lau， 然後 Daniel 鐘。
唔該，主席。我有兩個問題想問一問專員嘅，主要係 item B one 嘅。咁第一個問題就係關於個行人嘅通達性嘅問題，可唔可以？即係解釋一下，將來呢個 development 嗰啲人住客各方面咧，佢點樣去行佢嘅 MTR 嘅 station 咧，同埋喺附近嘅地方嘅 facilities 咧，呢個第一個問題。第一個問題就係關於 GIC 嘅 provision， 係咪我睇翻個文件好似係咪話，而家 Labour and Labour Bill 咧就即係唔想提供任何一個 GIC 政府嘅 accommodation 咧，喺個西裏邊。咁而家eventually 咁裏邊有冇 GIC facilities 咧 ？For B one 啊，兩個問題，唔該。
係咁就就住嗰個B one 嗰個項目啦。咁其實講緊係彩霞道嗰邊嗰個暢達性嘅。咁其實我哋做呢一個項目嗰個交通或者嗰個人流嗰個評估嘅時候咧，咁我哋都有考慮到就係現時現場有啲乜嘢嘅設施喺度嘅。咁其實喺嗰個項目側跟咧，喺個彩園區側跟咧，其實本身會係有條樓梯咧落到去嗰個淘大花園嗰邊，就可以通過淘大花園去得到東九龍文化中心嗰邊，再去嗰、那個地理站嘅，又或者向嗰个项目里边咧，咁系可以向沿住嗰个彩霞道嗰边咧，向住嗰个振华道嗰边嘅方向，嗰边都有个行人天桥咧，系可以驳得到去嗰个地理站嗰边嘅。咁而我哋都可以补充少少，就系话其实我哋本身个项目咧，其实都有尝试过去谂有冇空间可以有一啲嘅直接嘅行人设施咧，系可以驳得到去嗰个淘大花园嗰边嘅。咁但我哋都有考虑过唔同嘅方案嘅，包括咗有啲行人天桥啊。咁但係都發覺到咧，其實始終嗰、那個 淘大花園啦，咁其實佢本身都係一個有個停車場喺度嘅，咁我哋嗰個項目咧喺正個停車場嗰個出口位側跟嘅，咁如果我哋要做一啲行天橋駁佢的話咧，咁其實我哋見到嗰個 headroom 啊，即係嗰個高度咧，其實都不足夠嘅，咁啊亦都會牽涉到就係需要喺佢哋嗰個私人發展項目裏邊咧，就話有一啲嘅現時一啲設施都要去需要改動嘅，咁呢方面其實都係牽涉到係一啲嘅即係有好多嘅。困難之處喺度，咁所以變咗到最後，我哋都係即係考慮到呢幾方面咧，咁就發覺就係、都可都有條件係用沿用翻現時嗰個嘅設施，係可以提供到嗰、那個行人通道，係去得到嗰、那個地鐵站嗰邊嘅嚇。唔該。
呢個想問一問，因為嗰個樓梯咧，我理解有非常之斜嘅，咁用係唔容易嘅。咁有冇考慮過一個方案、就是，就係喺佢同淘大花園？同一個水平嗰度咧，行個行人通道打橫行，然之後利用佢目前喺隔離坐兒居都用緊嘅一啲行人步行嘅裝置，以至唔需要做天橋嗰樣嘢，係咪簡單啲？有冇行一個諗一個方案咧？唔該。
唔好意思，可唔可以講出嗰個你哋建議個係？
我意思就係話唔使上面行嗰樓梯落嚟，仍然喺下邊，因為個 level 好 difference 好大啊嘛。且喺下邊嗰度咧，佢依家 existing 有一條行人嘅通道咧。在蔡宜居那裡走過去，然後走出去淘大花園的嘛，那這個方案有沒有想過呢？
有啊，因為我們本身那個始終那個現場呢，它有一個那個高度項目有個 level difference， 那變成我們在其實我們現在都會在那個項目在那個低位的位置呢，都會有一個 opening， 即是有一個開口位呢，就連接去隔離那個蔡宜居那個樓梯的，但始終都市民呢都需要有一些樓梯級呢，是去才可以行得到去那個淘大花園那邊的這樣。
至於 B這個項目 B 嗰個 GIC 嗰度咧，其實咧就我可以分兩個部分講嘅，簡單扼要咁講。第一咧就係、咧本身嗰個我哋同團隊做嗰個研究咧，其實就係預留咗呢個空間，同埋預留咗無論係呢個技術上，即係無論佢衍生嘅交通啊、排污啊、供水啊等等咧，同埋我哋個高度咧，都預留咗可以放呢一個GIC 設施落去嘅，即係放呢個數量嘅 GIC 呢個樓面面積嘅落去嘅，咁啊此其一。咁其二咧就係咧喺我哋上次同大家報告本身咧就計劃咗有呢一個幾個設施嘅，咁上次同大家報告咗，但係其實咧因為呢個社會福利處啦，同埋 LWB 勞福局咧，佢係不時咧都會檢視佢哋而家喺呢一區嘅需要，同埋而家呢一區嘅將會有嘅設施嘅。咁佢哋上次同我哋提嘅本身嗰幾個設施咧，其實有兩個咧係可以揾到原來有同一區咧喺其他地方咧都有相應嘅樓面面積咧可以安放佢，咁個時間上各樣都匹配，咁所以佢可以去咗其他地方。咁至於另外一個咧，就佢本身而家係租用緊一個商業嘅大樓嘅，就係商業嘅大樓去用嘅。咁佢哋會諗住都係繼續租用先啦，而家現在可以咁樣做住先嘅咁樣。咁正如頭先我講咗啦，因為咧我哋預留咗呢個空位啦，咁所以直至到去到真係敲定嗰個賣地。同埋賣地條款咧，其實咧政府係仲可以有彈性，係呢個位置係我哋容許佢可以安放嘅。咁呢個完全係視乎咧，跟住往後咧，即係呢個勞福局啦，同埋政府喺呢個最後確定賣地條款幾時推出，同埋賣地條款嗰陣時納嗰個細節咧，究竟有啲乜嘢嘅措施可以放落去啦？咁樣唔該。
係 Daniel。
多謝主席，我都係想再問多少少關於嗰個嘅社福設施。咁過去嚟講咧，就規劃咗有一棟嘅社福大樓，咁啊遲遲都未能夠即係落實啦。係唔係個原因咧？就係嗱一座大樓，咁可能就未有足夠一啲嘅急需要嘅社福設施。以致咧就未能夠咧有足夠嘅理據去支持起一座咁嘅社福大樓。咁啊，咁現在咧就所以咧就現在就改變策略啦，就將呢啲嘅社福設施咧就一樣係急切嘅，就落實一樣先。咁所以咧個策略上咧就改變咗，就將佢打散。在不同的地方，咁呢个第一个问题系咪因为咁嘅缘故，就过去呢个社福大楼咧，都一路虽然规划咗，但系就 未能够落实得到。咁另外咧就系、是、嗱，现在假如系真系一个策略上系将佢打散嘅，咁呢个系咪一个比较上系有弹性一啲，即系容易啲落实呢啲嘅设施？咁所以咧就系、是、现在呢个做法，我有两个问题，系咪咁嘅做法就系、是、第一，令到呢一啲现在都好需要嘅社福设施可以提早一啲嚟到落实得到。咁第二咧就系、是、如果采取一个打散咗喺分别喺唔同地方嘅呢啲嘅社福设施咧，对于呢啲设施同个社区嗰个融合系唔系会更加有利？咁所以两个问题。唔该啊，专员。
好，唔该晒。你第二嗰、那个嘅、那个讲述咧系正确嘅。尤其是喺一个本身已经系易建成嘅地方，往往喺易建成嘅地方嘅话咧，其实揾一个特别嘅地，一块地咧专去做一件系比较困难。咁所以咧，如果系尤其是嗰个设施系可以系打散，或者佢本身系 premises space 楼面面积嘅咧，咁佢其实佢去到其他嘅发展。一起去一个融合发展的话呢，是更服务到当地多区，同埋都可以配合那个发展的时期呢，同佢同期可以完成的。咁至于刚才你问第一个问题就是即是如果一笪地即是现在预留了社福设施，是不是那个政策是有个转变呢，咁样。我相信是一篮子的，即是我又不是讲话呢，我不可以咁讲话呢，所有一啲预留的地呢都会打散佢，未必的，尤其是在新发展区呢，刚才譬如我刚才讲举例讲到这个安达臣扩场这个发展的话呢，佢成个新社区佢预留了一个GIC 地的话呢，咁佢是整个计划咁嘅咧，咁、那个预算各样咧，佢真系需要佢，同埋佢真系会有期去落实嘅。咁呢一个嘅 GIC 咧，我哋会理解咧，佢应该系佢本身系个山坡嚟嘅，即系讲翻呢笪地本身佢咧，同隔篱啲学校啦，同埋后边嗰个明爱同埋个简约公屋，佢全堆都系山坡嚟嘅。咁应该系某一个阶段咧，要用到呢个山坡啦。咁于是就做咗啲平台。咁從而咧，呢個就會有一個新嘅土地，咁於是就界咗出嚟咧，做一個咁嘅唔同嘅用途，即係一個係一個，而佢周邊已經係建成區嚟嘅，即係彩雲村係一個好耐嘅村嚟嘅啦，已經係。咁所以咧就一個發展嘅次序咧調翻轉，佢係附近已經落成咗，然後佢先至會生咗呢個地方，咁然後。先至會有跟住之後嘅唔同嘅變數同埋安排。咁我諗其中一個緊要嘅因素咧，大家都理解就係絕對係資源嘅。資源即係包括係錢同埋人手。因為我都有抄翻，即係大家即係我哋都提到有一個叫做 integrated， 即係嗰個綜合康復設施咧。其實我都抄翻一啲嘅新聞公告，睇翻當年喺2010年。建議有這個政策，然後去到推出的話，過去那十年其實是講緊以億計的投入呢，去做這個設施，同埋還有培訓相當的人手的。所以我想當一個社福大樓是不是決定何時同埋如何組合去做呢，是會有一籃子的考慮的。其中資源一定是其中一個考慮來的，同埋本身這一區它是不是新增的地方，它是不是沒有這個設施，還是都有這個設施，還有也都可不可以有其他新的位置，有機遇可以融入其他的發展，即這些我們一個強烈的考慮，這個我只是舉例其中幾個我相信局方是會考慮的因素來的。謝謝 Rocky。
是，謝謝主席。我們都聽到政府的說法其實我哋即係考慮將一個原本係 GIC 嘅規劃用地，而家改變做一個即係住宅嘅用地，加設一個其中一範嘅 mentally severe and mentally 嘅 facility 啦。嗱，我覺得因為真係嚴重，如果係嚴重殘障人士嘅居所咧，最好係獨立嘅嚇，真係唔係喺個設施整個設施大樓裏邊咁。落得嗰班居住嘅人士咧，就會輕鬆啲嘅嚇，因為唔會有太多人驚動佢。但係即係要求我哋去審核嘅時間咧，我哋亦都好似其他同事都係有一個咁嘅關心咧。今次將呢個設施大樓改造嘅時間，係咪可以承諾 可以在譬如彩虹村重建的時間是 fully incorporate 了在 NS6 就是那個列表上面所需要的所有一切的社福設施啊，或者是公共設施呢？這個是不是？還有我當然知道彩虹村重建的計劃是需要一定的時間的啊、區內亦都、已經而家目前是74:26的公，即係呢個 public housing 同埋私人嘅住宅嘅比例啦嚇。咁、啊、即係公屋嘅人士亦都會好多嘅公共人士啊。咁喺彩虹村重建嘅時間，可唔可以即係、有關方面係可以、承諾或者認同可以將列表六呢度所有需要嘅？區內的設施都擺曬喺度咧，多謝主席。
我相信咧，我哋可以將阿 Rocky 嗰個建議咧，帶翻去俾房屋局啦，等佢哋規劃即係呢個彩虹村重建嘅時候，去考慮嘅。即係委員嗰、那個具體建議就係話，而家有欠缺嘅一啲即係社區設施，請你盡量喺譬如彩虹村重建嘅時候，都盡量咧去解決咗呢個即係短缺嘅問題咁樣。呢、這個我哋可以將呢個意見咧交俾房屋局。去考慮嘅，依、這個冇問題。
唔該，主席。我即係補充一點，頭先話咧，議員提到話呢、這個，即係都會睇到咧，呢個呢類嘅康復設施、復康設施係一個獨立嘅運作會好啲呢一樣嘢咧。我想補充一點啫，即係除咗本身我哋本身做嗰個示意嘅 scheme 咧，都預咗佢可以有一個低座高座，即係呢樣嘢都可以發生之外咧，其實咧本身我哋都預咗，就算呢個 scheme 咧都預咗可以有 separate access 嘅。咁呢一點即係一個出入啊，分開嘅。咁呢點其實一路我哋去諮詢區議會同埋唔同團體咧，佢哋都有呢個希望嘅。咁佢知悉咗之後咧，其實佢哋覺得咧都係可以相對嚟講係解決到佢哋嗰個即係運作上面有兩個出入嘅地方。跟住佢哋其實呢個本身佢哋呢類嘅宿舍咧，基本上係一個比較叫做叫高看管式嘅宿舍咁樣嘅話咧，佢哋會睇到咧，其實都係可以方便佢，亦都係。调翻转头住嘅院友都系容易去到社区嘅设施，咁等佢方便，所以佢哋觉得呢个系一个可行嘅一个方案嚟嘅，咁样唔该。
好，委员仲有冇问题？
系都冇问题，我补充下资料啦。头先因为 Ryan 问过嘅，咁就呢、這个东九六嘅智慧绿色运输系统咧，其实嗰个已经根据铁路条例咧，喺今年嘅6月25、6月20号咧已经刊咗宪噶啦。咁我都補充資料啦。嗰喺呢個呢、這個系統裏面咧，喺彩雲有一個站嘅。嗰、那個站根據個而家航線嘅鐵路計劃裏面咧，那個站就會喺彩雲一村。大家見到圖上面寫住 R A 嗰個位置 ，R A 嗰個位置啊，大概呢個位置嗰度，咁就應該係唔會影響呢個地盤嘅。
好，如果委員冇問題嘅話咧，咁我哋呢個討論環節去到呢一度啊。咁啊，多謝曬。
Excuse me, can I say something?Having listened to what Madam Chair and Tom said previously, I get the impression that the government is trying to fob off its duties to provide community care onto private developers and onto the people buying their homes, okay? So that all the developments are in this 5 and 10%. Now,It is the government's responsibility to provide community services. And it is, here we have yet another example of the GIC site being rezoned, okay? So all it is monetize the GIC zone to turn it into land sales and then spread the responsibility or pass over the responsibility of providing essential community services to the developers and to the citizens.And that is the core issue there. And you members have to bear that in mind. And it is your responsibility to ensure that the community has sufficient services. Thank you.
好，就住Mary 頭先講嘅點，或者我都有少少嘅即係回應啦。我哋絕無一個意圖咧，係將社福設施提供嗰個責任咧，去交俾發展商嘅私人發展商。其實我諗政府咧嗰、那個採取嗰個策略咧，係多管齊下。正如好似即係頭先我哋喺討論嗰時都有講，我哋而家喺我哋嗰個規劃制度嗰 度咧，我哋喺公營房屋嗰度咧，已經係一啲新嘅即係發展咧，我哋都要咧有個要求，就係咧佢哋要撥出咧5% 嘅即係一啲樓面，愛嚟咧做依一個社福設施。喺公營屋邨係喺公營屋邨係一啲公堂，係一啲公共嘅即係公務工程嘅項目啦，係涉及公堂啦。第時去營運依啲咁嘅社福設施咧，亦都係涉及公堂嘅。咁都係政府咧自己咧喺個財政預算或者係房委會喺佢自己嘅財政預算嗰度咧係有個撥備嘅。依個係第一點啦，即係所以我哋其實喺社福設施咧，政府嘅責任咧係一路都是有一个好相当大的承担喺度啦。第二点喺依一个即系私人嘅即系住宅项目里边加依一啲社福设施。头先讲唔会食落去发展商可以起楼嗰、那个即系楼面嗰度嘅依啲社福设施嘅楼面系唔计落去发展商可以起住宅嘅楼面嗰度，所以唔会影响到佢可以起几多单位。第二，佢起嗰个费用，佢为政府起依啲设施，佢就系起个廊嘅啫。其实佢起完个廊之后咧，佢就会交翻俾政府噶啦。但系佢起个廊嗰阵时咧，佢涉及嗰个建造嗰个造价咧，佢亦都可以咧喺佢咧。去投依笪地嗰时候落嗰个地价咧去计算埋嘅，佢可以咧自己喺里边扣翻出嚟嘅，所以喺财政方面我哋亦都冇将嗰个责任咧去交俾发展商，只不过咧而家嗰个设施咧就会融入咗喺嗰个住宅发展项目嗰度，咁样有佢嘅好处啦，因为始终即系依啲咁嘅社会设施社福设施其实咧都系去照顾一啲即系我哋自己嘅市民啦，将依啲设施摆翻喺嗰个社区嗰度，咁亦都即系可能系可以对依啲用依啲社福设施嘅人都有个方便啦，佢亦都可以即系唔系自己唔系自己一个独立嘅设施，系可以融入喺个社区，亦都有佢个好处嘅，我自己觉得吓。咁所以依个就系少少就住Mary 头先讲嗰个意见嘅回应啦。咁我谂我哋讨论到依一度啦，依个项目。咁多谢晒政府嘅团队啦，多谢 Mary 啦出席今日嗰个会议。咁你哋离开咗个会议场地之后咧，我哋自己就会进行个内部讨论噶啦。唔该晒。